We have a lot of Pioneer Red in the studio this morning. Of course, the Ely Stadium, final home game coming tonight, taking on Mentor. But these folks are from Westwood Middle School. But even at Westwood Middle School, you still have the Pioneer spirit. Isn't that right?
Always do. Yes, sir.
We have with us James Rollins, who is the assistant principal and also the principal of Westwood Middle School, Teresa Langle. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you're here because of the big event taking place next, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday at the school. It's your third annual Chili Cook-Off and DC Auction.
That is correct.
This is an event, what, raised funds to send eighth graders to Washington, D.C., right?
Correct. Yeah.
So let's talk about this Chili Cook-Off. What's going to happen there on Saturday?
Well, hopefully we're going to have a lot of people eating chili. You know, this is our third year doing it. It's really meant to help all of our eighth graders. In years past, we've had some issues with, you know, students not being able to afford the trip. So Mrs. Langle and myself were talking about finding some way to make it easier for our kids to go to D.C. And 3 years ago, we came up with this idea of having a chili cook-off and an auction. Kids write letters throughout the school year. We send them out to all over the place in the United States. We get donations in. So anybody that comes in is going to have a chance to taste. We have 18 different chili teams. So they'll have a chance to get all kinds of chili and then, you know, maybe go home with a nice package or basket or something that's part of our auction.
Let's talk about who's making the chili. Who are competing against each other in this chili cook-off?
We have teams from around the district and then some from around the city. We have the Leary Fire Department, Township Fire Department, Lorain Fire Department. We have people within the district of Elyria who are also volunteering to make it. Northwood Middle School is making it. We have teams from some of our teachers from Westwood Middle School that are making some chili also. So it's a great, the staff has really rallied and the employees have really rallied around our fundraiser to help our kids get to D.C.
Everybody has their own special chili. Beans or no beans? Do you fall on, what side do you fall on that chili?
I myself am a bean guy. The recipe we're using this year, we haven't had a lot of success the last couple of years, but Mr. Miller, our guidance counselor, came up with a really awesome recipe this year. It does have beans in it, but it's got a whole lot of other good stuff in it. So make sure you're looking for our table if you're coming and judging, because we do have a People's Choice champions as well. So make sure you're looking for us.
Elyria High School won last year, so I know they will be out again looking for a big win again this year.
Now, I'm proud to be one of your judges this year. And I then am required to sample 18 different chilies?
Yes, sir. 18 different chilies. You only need one spoonful, though.
Okay.
So you're not going to have a whole bowl of it, but yes, you get to sample 18 outstanding chilies that these people are making for you.
Based on previous experience, do you have any that are really sort of like extremely creative, off the charts, different mixes and blends?
Well, we did have one team last year. I believe they used chocolate chips as part of their recipe. We've had venison before. We've had, I believe we've had some very creative ingredients in the recipes. As far to my knowledge, nothing has been overly hot. There was a guy that used to make something called the seven layers of heck. I'm not sure I can say that word or not, so I won't. But I don't think we've ever had anything to that extent. Wow. But they're all very tasty.
Now, do they have creative names for their chili or their teams or things like that?
They do come up with some pretty creative names. I think one of the big things they also do is the presentation of their table, of what it looks like when they're presenting the chili to the judges and to our guests that arrive. But it's definitely, they try to get creative and they try to make their area, you know, special somehow.
Right. So you got all the people ready for the chili. Now you have to get the people coming and tasting that. Talk about the tickets or how they participate and you raise the funds through that.
Well, we asked each of our eighth grade students that were planning to go to Washington, D.C. to sell tickets, whether it's to family members, whether it's to neighbors, however they could do it. Because we try to explain to them that the more people we have in the building, the more money we're going to make, the more people are going to be bidding on the auction items, the less money you're going to have to pay out of pocket. So we really expected our parents and our students to step up a little bit, get some of those things done, go out and try to get some of the donations. So, you know, at this point, I think we sold probably close to 500 or 600 tickets. We still have a few days left for students to sell. And if anybody's interested, you can always buy them at the door when you come in next Saturday night.
You should try to sell them at the stadium tonight. Not to give you any extra things, but or maybe there's a little logistics of problems or maybe you're not allowed to. But, you know, on the side, if you'd bring some in your pocket, I would assume. Maybe.
That is a great idea.
So I'll just keep that in mind. But you do have a lot of great, you know, let's see. Well, I look at this one-day park hopper tickets to Walt Disney World, a four-pack of that. Mm-hmm. You've got the night stay at the Ritz-Carlton Pentagon City and someplace in Orlando as well. So there's a lot of things for people to bid on for those items, too. So
there's definitely, we have a live auction, a silent auction, and then we have a basket auction. Currently, we're about close to $26,000 in donations. So we have some nice live auction packages that are coming together, including Walt Disney World, which does include the four park hopper tickets. And then we have some packages to Washington, D.C., Nashville.
So you want Craig to bring his checkbook tonight?
Or he can bring his credit card that night as well. We are accepting credit cards. Or, you know, cash always works as well.
Absolutely. Again, this is coming up on November 4th. Westwood Middle School is the location for the event taking place. And I like the way it said there's a chili cook-off throughout the school is what it said or something like that. I think that was the phrase mm-hmm. I saw. So you use the whole building. You got everybody.
Yeah, we'll put the chili teams out in the hallways because people that aren't familiar with our building, we want them to come in and at least see our building. We're very proud of our building, what our teachers do, what our students do. There'll be work posted throughout the building. So if they're not familiar with what we do, we'd at least like them to come in and take a look around. And then we'll gather in the gym at the end of the night for the start of the live auction.
Speaking of the school, talk a little bit about the school, what your days are kind of like, when you start. I assume classes are in session now.
They are. We start school at 7:30 and end at 2:15. And our students, if we talk about a little bit about how they've been an active role in this too, because we want it to be a kid-friendly event. You know, we want the kids to come and see and participate in what we do with the chili cook-off and auction. And like Mr. Rounds had mentioned, our kids were the ones that they wrote the letters to the different businesses. And it's always a great reward for them when they get a letter back and it says, you know, it has their name on it and it says, you know, it's addressed to them. And we try to let them open that letter and see what their, you know, what their hard work of writing a letter, it paid off. So that's obviously a big reward for them. And we're just trying to make sure that we get to as many students as we possibly can in order for them to be able to get to D.C.
So kids still like to get things in the mail and see
yes.
a stamp with their name on it. I wondered whether this has been a lost thing because that used to be a big thrill, Craig. That was a big thrill for me when I wrote to the Topps Bubblegum Company asking them for certain things about something. And I got a letterhead with a letterhead on it and everything. Kind of made you part of the official world out there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we would let them keep the letter, you know, so, you know, some of them actually took it home and showed their parents. Some of them, you know, were less than impressed that they received a letter, but they were impressed by the donation that they got.
Yeah.
So it's been beneficial.
That's good. Well, again, the kids will be there too, showing a little bit of maybe kind of a little bit of a sad eye. Like, look, we need to go to Washington, D.C. in the spring. Can you help us with the donations?
Yes, they will be plenty there.
But there's a big experience. That's a great experience for the kids to do something like that. And it's a tradition that's been going on for mm-hmm. a number of years there too.
Definitely, they can see their hard work paying off. And the rewards at the end would be obviously their trip being partially paid for.
Speaking of the end, I see it's the end of the first semester or whatever, the next week, right? So everybody's mm-hmm. trying to figure out whether their grades are aligned where they needed to be, and then they can relax and enjoy the chili cook-off coming up on Saturday. Again, that's Saturday, November 4th at Westwood Middle School in Elyria. Again, if people want tickets or find out more, where's a good place to get the details on some of this?
Westwood Middle School, they can. We do have tickets that they are able to buy at the door. They are $5, and the chili cook-off starts at 5 o'clock. And once again, they can come to the Westwood Middle School also before next Saturday and purchase tickets in the main office.
All right. Well, Principal Langle and Assistant Principal Rollins, thank you for stopping in this morning. I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
And go Pioneers.
Go.